Let's go inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities as we bring in Beaver Dam High School Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Gerber. And in this edition, Ryan, we're going to focus on the activities because they are heating up. There's so many things going on. You know, we talk a lot about sports here and stuff, but when it comes to things, you know, in the auditorium, on the stage, just the music in general, there's a ton going on, isn't there?
Yeah, we offer a tremendous amount of different activities throughout the year away from traditional athletic competitions. Our clubs are starting up and getting moving. We'll be starting powerlifting up really quick here. Our performing arts are in full swing, and we've got a big fall musical coming up that we're really proud of and excited for. So lots of different activities for students to get involved with beyond just athletics.
No, it is. And, you know, a lot of stuff going on, but I want to lead off with something that's happening Tuesday night, 5:30 at Beaver Dam High School. Tell me about the Sekel scrimmage.
Yeah, the Sekel scrimmage has been a tradition here in Beaver Dam and was part of the old Project Unify program, where it's bringing students in special education programming together with students in regular programming and getting to compete and work together. And so, you know, a number of years ago, we had a teacher here by the name of Meg Sekel. She was a special ed teacher, worked 32 years in the district. And in her honor, we have this Sekel scrimmage, or it's a basketball game where we have our BDU Unified team, which is a mix of special ed students and regular ed students. They play a basketball game, and it gets quite a bit attended, and it's a popular thing and something that people look forward to every single year.
It is great. And again, you back out. This is an awesome game. I mean, you go out there and it is like the Olympics to some of these kids out there, and have a great time. And it's fun when you get a big crowd out there and you get the crowd cheering. And it's a fun event that if you've never been to it, you need to be out there for it.
Yeah. And I'm really happy that our special education department has really taken the reins and really gotten behind this. Kudos to Mike Price and the whole special ed staff. And then, of course, our Phi Ed department, Maddie Starr, who's our newest Phi Ed teacher. She teaches the adapted PE course, and she's been instrumental in working with that, along with Jeff Mass. And it's a great event. And I know this year they have 11 high school students from the special ed department that are going to be participating. So it's going to be a very well attended event, and should be a fun night.
It will be a fun night. Again, get on out there, and we will have a video stream on Daily Dodge TV, but we need you to get out and back the kids on that as well. Ryan, I know there's activity going on. They're running full shows and rehearsals. We are just a few short weeks away from Brigadoon.
Yeah, Brigadoon, real excited about this year's fall musical. And, you know, Mr. Lefebvre, you know, he's been doing this a number of years. He rotates kind of the theme of the and vibe of the musical every year. This year he's landing on a classic called Brigadoon. It was originally performed back in 1947 and on Broadway, and it's been a mainstay there over the years. It's been adapted into a comedy. It's been adapted into a movie. In fact, back in 1954, Gene Kelly starred in. So if you're watching TCM like I do over the holidays, you might catch it. But the interesting thing about it is it's like a romantic fantasy style performance set in the Scottish Highlands. So you're going to see a lot of kilts. You're going to see a lot of accents. You're going to see a lot of, you know, different things than we've normally had over the past couple of years, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you have your date yet set when you are going to be wearing the kilt that Mr. Lefebvre has gotten to help promote the show?
Mr. Lefebvre has been wearing kilts, quite a bit already. And who's to say I don't have a kilt on right now?
You might, because I do know that Superintendent DeStefano and also Mr. Cashman have they were on Let's Talk a couple weeks ago on Daily Dodge TV. They both have agreed to wear a kilt for one full school day.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the expectation. Absolutely. You know, we're supporting the musical. We're wearing our kilts. They're beautiful kilts. Showing our support for the Scottish Highlands.
And I would hope that when Mr. DeStefano decides to wear his, that it's one of those things where he signs up for the kilt and he forgets that he's got like a all superintendents meeting in some other town. He can roll into like Madison wearing a kilt.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
They say, Mark, why are you wearing a kilt? Well, Brigadoon, you know, we have four shows, matinee on Sunday.
Right. Absolutely.
So, again, tickets, again, so easy to purchase, right, with those. I know we have some tickets purchased already for Brigadoon.
Yeah, so opening night is actually Thursday, November 13th. That's a 7:30 showtime, and it'll be the same the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then we always have a matinee on the Sunday, which is November 16th this year, and that'll be obviously in the afternoon. We do have a number of activities going on at the high school, as always, when we hit November. So if you're coming to that matinee on Sunday, make sure you get here early so you can get your parking spot.
And we always go ahead.
Well, I was going to go into the cast, but why don't you go ahead?
No, you go. That's what I was going to ask you about, Ryan. Okay. So tell me about the cast.
So this year we have four leads in the show. So Caitlin Jameson, who's a senior, she's going to be a lead. Jackson Sauer, another senior, going to be a lead. Maya Connedy, I got to see her rehearse the other day, and people who have followed this show certainly remember her name from the tennis team and being in the one doubles team that got to sectionals. She's a lead. And then Josh Hutchinson, another senior, and this will be his first time on stage for a BDHS show. So usually he's been in the orchestra pit or working spotlights. He's making the transition to being an actor for this performance. So really fun to see him in that. It is somewhat of a smaller cast than what we've had, but there's a number of individuals who are making their first appearance on stage. So that's exciting for them. And then, of course, what everyone's talking about are the costumes, the kilts and the sashes and the shawls. Super excited about that and getting family lineages connected to the kilts, because that's part of it. It's not like every kilt's the same and they don't just pick them out just because one looks pretty. It's they're connected and have a purpose to everything.
So again, that's great. And if you've never been to a Beaver Dam High School performance, it is as good as you're going to get. Multiple awards every year on the statewide, radar of theater. I mean, they bring home tons of awards every year.
Yeah, every year they're winning Jerry Awards and getting recognized across the state for their performance. And I should say this, and I know this is going to sound really stupid to those who are really knowledgeable about performing arts, but the first time I went to a performance, a musical, I thought, and I knew there was a pit orchestra, but the quality was so good, I thought they were playing it through the speakers. It was dynamite. And Mr. Hendrickson, Kyle Hendrickson, he's going to be leading that pit orchestra again. It's a mix of students as well as a few adults that come in and perform, but the performance on the stage is always top notch. Mr. Lefebvre does a tremendous job dialing that in, but then the audio, the sound, because you can't have a musical without great singing and great music. And that's been top-notch, led by Kyle Hendrickson.
Yeah, so they do a great job here all around. Again, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't get out. It's a great, affordable way to enjoy an evening. Or maybe, I know people that went to Les Mis every single night last year. Mm-hmm. That was as good as that show was. And I still remember sitting in the post audience kind of scrum, a guy came and he was from outside the area, and he had told me that we just, because I like to talk to just randoms, he had told me, he goes, this may be the best high school performance of Les Mis that he ever saw. He was a Les Mis fan that would go to all of them across the region when they had it. And he goes, this may be the best Les Mis show that I had ever seen, and expect nothing less from Brigadoon, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great. And keep in mind that the students that are in this show, they're so multifaceted. They're so involved in so many different things, whether it's athletics or different clubs and organizations or different musical pieces. So, in a couple weeks, we'll have our annual NHS Veterans Day program here at the high school. A lot of the same individuals that are performing on stage, same individuals that are starring in the show, will then be in servant roles as part of the Veterans Day thing, honoring our veterans. So again, these kids are good students, well-rounded students, heavily involved in the school, heavily invested in the school, and then their performance is always top-notch.
Sure. And then just so people are aware, then you also do a play in the spring, right? If people haven't caught that in the past.
Yep, and this year it's going to be a little earlier. Jen Tunks runs that. She's busy right now with all of the German students that are visiting us right now, but we always have a spring play, and that's going to be at the end of March this year, so a little bit earlier than in the past, but she does a really nice job there. The musical versus spring play, the musical typically has some pretty large and intricate sets. In the last couple of years, the spring play has had a much more minimalist sets designed, but again, rave reviews on the work that they do for those.
All right, so that's on stage and in the band pit. A lot of music stuff as well going on here as we roll through this first semester, isn't there?
Yeah, the marching band just finished up their senior night with their performance a couple Fridays ago during the football game, and obviously with their show performance, they played Bruno Mars. It's fun, you know. They're playing contemporary music, and I know the kids love to do that. And they just do an awesome job. I've said it on this show many, many times, but there are a lot of communities that talk as if music is important. And then there are communities like Beaver Dam where it is important. And the performance and the quality that's put out is amazing. I go to a lot of events where you hear the local band play the national anthem. You hear them play different music during timeouts or halftimes. Heck, we've even hosted events where our teams have brought their bands. And I'm telling you, none of the places I've been to, none of the other schools that have come here measure up to the quality that's here at Beaver Dam. The band itself is a show within the game, a show within the show.
Yeah, it is. People come out for it. It's, again, we always try to highlight that during halftime of our Daily Dodge TV broadcast as well. Yeah. They do such a great job. And again, there's so many opportunities for people to go out and watch these bands and the choirs and everything as the year goes along.
Yeah, there's going to be even more. Mr. Galitz just got me the pep band schedule for the winter season, which has been expanding every year. They have three pep bands, a green pep band, a gold pep band, and a white pep band, just to break things up. But they'll again be at girls and boys basketball. And one thing that's emerged over the last couple of years is they started making their way over to hockey. And believe it or not, the kids really get into that because it's different, you know. And hockey's a fun and tight-knit environment. And so to include the band in that is just unique. And, you know, anybody that's been a Badger fan over the years knows that the band at the hockey games is takes on a life of its own, and that's kind of been the case here. So you're going to get to see the pep band quite a bit if you're out at some of our winter competitions as well.
Awesome stuff, Ryan. Anything else we need to know about what's going on activities-wise across the Beaver Dam Unified School District?
You know, FFA has been busy doing a number of different things. HOSA and DECA are just starting to get ramped up. A lot of our activities are going to start in earnest. I know our mock trial team, which had a lot of success last year, qualified for state. They're going to get back at it. Powerlifting is going to be having a sign up. They've had kids qualify for the state and national event the last couple of years. So a lot of stuff going on that isn't necessarily athletics related, but still very important and still crucial to the educational story that our kids are going through here.
Awesome stuff. If people have any questions about what's going on with the bands, the shows, or anything on the athletic fields, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just give us a call here at the high school, or they can go on to badgerconference.org, go on the right-hand side. Click Beaver Dam, and all of our schedules are right there.
Ryan Gerber, I appreciate all you do for the community, and we will chat in the near future.
Thanks, Wade.